Hello, you are watching the Le Nouvelle Esprit video series on theology of the body. This video is dedicated to Audience 36. We are your hosts. I am Jeremy Hossotter.
And I'm Guillermo Moreno.
So this audience continues where we left off in Audience 35. In the previous audience, we talked a bit about the kind of history and legislative culture concerning the sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And Audience 36 begins by resuming that discussion. So, the sixth commandment and the law. We learned in the previous audience that over the course of the history of the Old Testament, the Israelites moved away from the true understanding of the sixth commandment. And this movement away from the true understanding corresponded with the acceptance of polygamy. And this became evident in the law through the juridical limitations placed upon polygamy. And so within the law, there is a fundamental contradiction between marriage, which is an indissoluble and monogamous institution, and the legal exception of polygamy. And polygamy was practiced in a variety of ways, where you had multiple wives, concubines, and the cohabitation with slaves. And so some of the features of the law in the Old Testament are the following. We had the Old Testament laws, they embedded sin and institutionalized it, since polygamy was protected and legalized, and it was implemented within the social structures of the Israelites. Now, another feature of the Old Testament law is that the sexual ethos of the law was strictly against sexual deviancy. That means homosexuality, bestiality, and of course, the contraceptive act of Onan. And another feature we can discern of the Old Testament law is that the marriage laws emphasize the procreative end of marriage. And just overall, general comment that women were treated differently from men. Guillermo, did you have anything you'd like to add to this?
I do not.
Okay. All right. The language of legislation then. So when we talk about the language of the Old Testament law, we see that the language speaks about shame, because what is considered sexual or what is sexual is considered to be impure. And so how this manifests itself in one way is that the uncovering of nakedness was considered equivalent to performing illicit sexual acts. And so we have another thing we can note then is that the language, or just the judgments about the body and sex, and keep in mind sex is referring to masculinity and femininity here. So judgments about masculinity, femininity of the body are marked by a kind of objectivism that was focused on preserving the social order. And so these laws concerning marriage and sexual behavior were not concerned about the heart, but maintaining social order. And now one thing we need to keep in mind is some people, when they interpret the law and they see all these kind of negative condemnations of various things, they walk away with a rather negative view of sexuality and the body. And this view that like the body or that the conjugal act is evil is something that JP2 wants to reemphasize as a false view and not what the Old Testament is promoting and not the ethos that Christ is promoting either. And He calls this a Manichaeism. Manichaeism is a dualistic religious system found in the 3rd century AD. And it's premised upon kind of a primordial conflict between good and evil, light and darkness. And one of the features of this cult was that the
To
body.
highlight here, I just wanted to highlight the fact that this is a heresy. In other words, this is the opposite of what we believe.
This is a heresy. In fact, not just erroneous, but heretical. And so, one of the views of this early cult, early within the Christian history, is that body and sexuality was viewed as evil. And then just an interesting historical note, Saint Augustine was a follower of Mani before he converted to Catholicism, and then he dedicated several works to refuting Manichaeism. That's one interesting fact about Saint Augustine. Did you have anything else you'd like to add, Guillermo?
I do not.
Okay. Let's see. Now, after examining the legislative tradition throughout the history of the Old Testament, JP2 wants to turn our attention now to the prophets, because the prophets are a second tradition within the Old Testament for interpreting the sixth commandment. Now, the prophetic tradition describes the relationship between God and Israel as spousal love. God is the bridegroom, Israel is the bride. Now, Israel, through her history, betrays God's love through committing adultery. And this adultery is defined as Israel seeking of other gods. So Israel abandoned God for the local gods of the ancient Middle East and followed these false gods. And the prophets called this an adultery. And so there's an analogy of love between God and Israel, and that between a husband and wife. So, in general, the prophet Isaiah emphasized the love of God, overlooking the infidelities of Israel, whereas prophets such as Hosea and Ezekiel, they focus on the moral evil of the bride and her adultery. Did you have any last comments, Guillermo?
I do not.
All right. Quiet this time. Which isn't a bad thing. Well, in that case, thank you for watching our video. If you have been enjoying our content, please subscribe to our social media, like, share, and comment. We are on various social media platforms, including YouTube and Facebook. You can, If you have been enjoying our content, please consider making a financial donation. Your financial support goes towards the maintenance of our website and the purchase of resources for us to continue our research. If you have been enjoying our content, we do have a website with many free articles for you to read. You can check them out at lenovelastreet.com. And on the website, you can also find our podcasts. Guillermo, do you have more information about our podcast?
Yes, in our other podcast series, we talk about a variety of topics, including trends in culture and politics, and we always address them from a Catholic personalist perspective. We upload our episodes onto Buzzsprout.com, and you can find our page through the La Novela Esprit website. You can listen to us directly on Buzzsprout or use Buzzsprout to locate us in other popular platforms for podcasting, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
All right. And just to recap, If you are wondering where at to find our social media, you can go to lesnouvelleesprit.com/subscribe. All of our social media profiles are there. Our Patreon and PayPal links are there. And all of our websites where our podcast is being distributed to. It all is all there. Guillermo, do you have any last comments for us?
I would just like to ask our viewers and listeners to keep us and our mission in your prayers.
Yes, please remember to pray for us. We are in gratitude for your thoughts and prayers as we continue our mission. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye now.
Bye, everyone. God bless.